This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
No, there's not two raptures. You know, though I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period. You know, I would just say, because it's my very strong opinion, I would debate these guys on it publicly. No, there's not two raptures. There's only one. The dispensational position that does this kind of stuff, when it defends what I believe is to be, you know, a soft error, just leads to more errors. The idea of two raptures is just unbiblical. It's not true. It's just not there. It's only one.
Number 5.
Sometimes I hear some preachers say, well, if you don't confess your sin when you commit a sin, you'll die in your sin and you go to hell.
Yeah, the theological term for that is abject stupidity, idiocy, stupidity, lameness. Yeah, if you don't confess every sin, then you die without confessing it, you go to hell. So in other words, your salvation is dependent on how good you are and how you confess everything. Well, what if you don't remember all your sins? What if you go to confess a sin and you kind of forget about it? You just forget, and then you don't confess it. Oh, I'm sorry. Got to go to hell now. They're amateur theologians who should not be allowed to preach or teach.
Number 4.
I keep hearing from a couple of teachers that Christ came back in 70 AD. Why would they preach that?
They want to say that Jesus returned in the armies of Rome to destroy Jerusalem. It's called full preterism, or just regular preterism. But here's the thing that refutes it, absolutely refutes it. This is what Acts 1, 9 through 11, this is when Jesus ascended into heaven, okay? He ascended into heaven, There it is. And after he said these things, he was lifted up while they, as the disciples, were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So what I'm going to conclude is that he was lifted up, they were looking on, and a cloud received him. Behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. And they said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. That's how he's going to come back.
Number 3.
What is the spirit of Elijah?
Oh, and the spirit of Elijah is the style, motive, and stuff that Elijah was, and it was reflected in John the Baptist. Remember, Elijah had a camel's hair mantle, and so did John the Baptist. He wore camel's hair. So, or did that had access to the temple, worked in the temple. It's possible that maybe Elijah's cloak of camel's hair was preserved in there, and it was acquired by John the Baptist. Now, that's nothing more than conjecture, based on a couple possibilities or some things that are true, but we don't know if it really happened. And that's what's going on. He was authoritative. He spoke. He had that mantle. And so that's why it was prophesied he'll come later. And it's not reincarnation stuff, but that's what's going on. Spirit of Elijah.
Number 2.
No problem with drugs, no problem with booze, but the ladies were there again. And I went right back to doing what I was doing before. What I'm concerned about is, would Jesus still forgive me? I repented of that, and it's been about 4 years, and I've been straightened out pretty good. But I'm really concerned that I screwed up.
Oh, you did. You completely screwed up. Royally.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, you're lucky God didn't kill you. But he forgave you. Because the funny thing is, man, he saved you knowing everything about you. He didn't pick you because of some good thing in you, but because of some good thing in him. He knew what you were going to be. And he loves you, and he saved you. And he knew you were going to stray. And he let you. Now you've repented yet again. And nothing but his mercy has walked with you.
I'm not going back down that way again.
Good. You better not. Because see, you know better. And you can't. Because the Bible talks about people who do that, and God takes them out. And it's to protect them, and it's actually to help them. So I'm just letting you know, that's a serious thing. You can go to 1 Corinthians 5 for that. That's where it's documented in the scriptures. But you know what? Hey, brother, you're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And how many of us have repented of sins and still dabble in those things. There are different levels of sin, of course, but we all have those things we struggle with. Some of us, we've got things we've gotten rid of, hey, no problem. And there's some of the things that we have to deal with, that they're like a chain dragging behind us, and we hear it when we walk through our spiritual life. We know it's there sometimes. Sometimes it makes more noise when it's rocky, and that we turn to it sometimes. But God loves us. Not that it's okay, but you got to understand, He loves you.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now. Here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.